Hello, this is Mark Snowden, and I call this podcast Goals That Prioritize Your Life. Could your life be summarized in a sentence? King David was a valiant warrior and godly king, but this one verse provides a terse but wonderful summary. For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep and was laid with his fathers and saw corruption. That's from Acts 13:36 in the ESV. May it be the same for you and me, doing the purpose of God in your own generation. As I look back over a 44 career in ministry and missions throughout my life, my priorities have shaped who I am today. When I was in college, God called me to be in missions, so I switched colleges, and my career has been seeking to be as close to missions as I could get and living as one. My calling limited my focus and kept my feet straight on a path that I could not have imagined. When I was a summer missionary in Chihuahua, Mexico, I wanted to one day be the president of the IMB. That priority kept me fleeing from sin, propelled me in my studies, dictated who I married, and shaped my career path. As I near the end of these 44 years, I realized that my priorities will continue to follow the will of God. Will I lead a team? Will I serve as a missionary? Will I get to write another book, a video, or a training course? What family members will I get to spend time with the most? The possibilities of serving God's purposes in this generation are exhilarating. I pray that as I take my last breath, or He reaches out of heaven and brings me home in the glorious rapture, that my eyes would be upon God, singing His praises. Not my will, but thine be done.